Ah, the pinnacle of sport is once again upon us, and I have to ask, how many of these amateur athletes will be sacked for taking too much time off work? Have no delusions, it's a competition, and as such is sacred to the capitalist clergy, who really know how to go for gold. Independent radio darlings Campervan Beethoven and their blend of rather demented, fiddle-augmented SoCal ska with Tina from their first album, Telephone Free Landslide Victory, 30 years ago. This is CKGI, 98.7 FM, CKGI.ca on the interweb. And you're listening to the Rhythm Stick Freak Show, cutting yet another groove in your brain. Today we're going to get some help from Bob Marley and the Wailers, Joel Plaskett, Devo, Modesky Martin and Wood, Frank Zappa, and the elusive Jonah Louie. But first, the country blues set, and opening honors go to Nova Scotia superstars, the Minglewood Band, and Whiz Kids. Turn it up now.
Lord knows. I
Good galloping horse rhythm there on Country Mile by the late great Irish guitarist Rory Gallagher from his Calling Card album made in his mid-1970s peak. From Louisiana and Texas before that, the late great guitarist and fiddler Clarence Gatemouth Brown and Alligator Boogaloo from the Grammy-winning 1983 album All Right Again. And at the top, steadfast East Coast blues rockers, the Minglewood Band with Whiz Kids from their second self-titled album, this one on RCA in 1979, where they also recorded the Cape Breton version of the Marshall Tucker Band's Can't You See. You're listening to Gabriola Island's Co-op Radio, 98.7 CKGI, or CKGI.ca for the out-of-towners or come-from-aways. This is the Rhythm Stick Freak Show. I'm your host, Professor Mariachi. Please welcome freedom fighter and football player, prophet and ganja smoker, and the most widely recognized musician in the world. Here he comes. It's Bob.
And run away, live to fight another day.
Put the heathen back day on the wall. Put the heathen back day on the wall. Put the heathen back day on the wall. Put the heathen back day on the wall.
As a man, so shall he reap. And I know that talk is cheap, but the heart of the battle. A victory.
Put the heathen back, yeah, on the wall. 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 Put the heathen back, yeah, on the wall.
Rise, oh falling fighter, rise and take your stance again. See who fights and run away, lift the fight another day.
Heathen back day, on the wall, the heathen back day.
Featuring Adrian Belew on guitar and vocals and Caveman from their Car Caught Fire collection recorded in 2001 and followed shortly by their Out of Hibernation tour. Adrian went to the Frank Zappa School of Music in the late 70s, played with the Talking Heads, King Crimson in the 80s, and visited the Vancouver Island Music Fest a few years ago with his power trio playing hard rock, jazz, funk music, never afraid to hybridize. Before that, you heard the title track from Devo's Freedom of Choice album, unjustly overshadowed by their hit Whip It. Before that, The Bureau Pen by Corner Shop from Corner Shop and the 00 Groove Of, released in 2011, and featuring the vocals of Punjabi-born Bubbly Kaur. Please correct me if I'm wrong with that pronunciation. And at the top was Bob, right where he belongs, with The Heathen from his 1978 blockbuster Exodus. You're listening to the Rhythm Stick Freak Show on CKGI 98.7 FM. This is Gabriola Islands Co-op Radio. Next, a jazz-related incident. Thanks, Less Is More. Starting off with the ear candy of Ernest Wranglin. He's going to play a tune called Fade Away. Precision pop music there from Donald Fagen, the voice of Steely Dan, and the H-Gang from his 2006 solo album Morph the Cat. The tempo experiment before that was courtesy of Medeski, Martin, and Wood from their Bubble House remix EP in 1997, and we opened that set with Fade Away by Jamaican reggae and jazz guitarist Ernest Ranglin from his Memories of Barber Mac album. You're listening to the voice of Gabriola Island, CKGI 98.7 FM, Gabriola Island's Co-op Radio. And now, from the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen, it's the unmolested original release of Frank Zappa's famously cynical take on religious fundamentalism and its cartoonish extreme, The Televangelist. Yes, Frank, we continue to prove we are dumb all over.
Oh, give me half a dozen for the hotel room. Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. Evil is not a reptite. Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night, saying the Bible tells the story. Makes the details sound real gory about what to do. Over there, don't believe in the book we got over here. You can't run a race without no feet, and pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on or doggies to dog on. Religious fanatics can make it be all gone. I mean, it won't blow up and disappear, it'll just look ugly for a thousand years. You can't run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in. For souvenirs, 2 years, get down. Not his, not hers, but what the hey. The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says revenge the crusades. With whips and chains and hand grenades. Two arms, have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. So verily we must choppeth them up and stompeth them down. Or rent a nice French bomb to poof them out of existence while leaving their real estate just where we need it. Again, for temples in which to praise our God, cause he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant with humble white hair and humble glasses and a nice brown suit and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us our God says it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it, cause if we don't do it, we ain't wide up to heaven. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can use theirs, it don't work, it's all lies, gotta use mine, ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Hey, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. Let's get serious, God knows what he's doing, he wrote this book here, and the book says, he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb, and maybe even a little ugly on the side.
Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side. Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side. Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side. Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side. Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side. Dumb all over, a little ugly on the side.
if these words you do not heed, your pocketbook just kind of might recede. When some man comes along and claims a godly need, he'll clean you out right through your tweed.
That's right, you asked for it. Remember, there's a big difference between kneeling down and bending over.
He's got $20 million in his heavenly bank account, all from those chumps who was born again. Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got 7 limousines and a private plane, all for the use of his special friend.
Self is against the wall.
Jimmy's still Jimmy, and I'm still me, and I'm tired of working for your company. Time to move on, but my heart's in traction. Tongue-tied bar talk, no more action. Silence is golden unless of course you're lonely. If jealousy is ugly, then I'm looking pretty homely. The lights are getting brighter, but the stage is getting darker. Words on a paper in a permanent mark. Climb. Guess I gotta make the call on my own damn dime. Turning of the season, they're changing the perception. I looked in the phone book and called my reflection. I boiled up my friends in a hot pressure cooker. I like to shoot pool, but I won't play snooker. I don't got the patience to wait for the pay. the best. Imagining the worst. If life were water, I would be down to thirst. Time to get home, call up the scum. Say, alright boys, let's go get drunk. Lost in the night in a power outage daydream, trying to make it right, but I'm stuck inside a rhyme scheme. I wanna break my habits, think that I can do it. 5, 6, 7, 8, baby, I blew it. Knock me unconscious. Remove my conscience.
Halifax, Joel Plaskett and Jimmy Still Jimmy on a single with Shotgun Jimmy from 2011. And ahead of that was Dumb All Over and Heavenly Bank Account. And if you notice the quick fade in the middle of that tune, that was in order to flip the record to side four, where the song continues in another key. At this point, a young Steve Vai was attending the Zappa School of Music. That was released on the You Are What You Is album in 1981. And that'll finish up this hour of listening adventure. Hope you'll visit again here at 98.7 CKGI. CKGI.ca if you want to listen to past episodes of this show or others. We're Gabriel Islands Co-op Radio. And to send you on your way from Southampton, it's piano player Jonah Louie from his album On the Other Hand, There's a Fist and The Baby, She's on the Street. Adios, Gabriela.
She's on the street.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, he's on the street. Yeah, Bobby.